If somebody believes that angels exist and they don't know the details, then their iman is intact. But if someone is vague about their belief in angels, oh, I don't know, then they're not believers. Likewise with the Rasul, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, in the books. I believe in the Qur'an, I don't know everything in the Qur'an, so I believe in brief, إِجْمَالًا, in brevity, that the Qur'an is the book of Allah, and Allah revealed the Torah, and the Zabur, and the Injil, the respective prophets. I believe in the Anbiya and the Rusul, the messengers, not in detail, but in brevity. Allah did appoint human beings to be His messengers, without necessarily knowing all their names and who they are, what they are. And so, aqidah is always going to be first and foremost in a knot that is tied, which means it's going to be brief. Right? And that is what you teach your children. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خير وشر من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت all the names of Allah and the sifat of Allah. And you believe that Islam is a union and that must be practiced and so on. Then you have the details of Islam and you know your shahadatayn and your salat and your sunnah, zakat and hajj. But that is all in brevity. The details of Islam will come in fiqh, the four pillars. The details of the first, the shahadatayn, they will come in aqidah. And that is where we start to discuss the theory of aqidah when we are presenting to a non-Muslim. When we're presenting to a non-Muslim, the word we use is a theory. When we're presenting to a Muslim, the word we use is aqidah. Right? Which means what? If a Muslim says, or someone says, I don't believe this, then for that person who claims to be a Muslim is not a Muslim. Then for him is this a theory. So a theory may or may not be defended, or it may or may not be defensible. It may or may not be proven. But an aqidah is already proven.